Yes, and freedom shouldn't be an illusion, which, you know, I always often say that we do. We have the illusion of freedom, but I think now we've gone beyond the illusion, right? I mean, they're just out there right in your face. Look at how many things have transpired just in the last year, you know, that they... Everything that they do is unconstitutional, right? We have people, you know, they're spying on people, you know, telling people they can't do this, can't, you know, shutting people down. I mean, look, just way back when, even when this started on, like, for example, you know, why I don't post on YouTube at all. If it's anything to do with the information, you know, that, and then there's people I, you know, watch that have nothing to do with things like that, that also are being bothered, who have all kinds of, you know, channels of things that, you know, you just wouldn't even think about that they would bother those people. So, you know, but they're, you know, look at the people being arrested for stupid things, but yet we're giving away money. You know, it's funny, if I hear that word migrant, no, these are criminals, okay? Just like some other people up in the swamp, right? Because we're, you know, this is not immigration, okay? And then they go around telling everybody that they're, you know, if you say anything, oh, it's prejudice. You know, I think they've been milking that for, you know, way too long, right? Because it's not. Because after all, we're all pretty much from immigrants, most of us, right? So I don't, you know, we're tired of hearing that. And let me just put this in because, you know, why this terrible thing happened with the Dolly ship there in Maryland. We had this down here in South Florida on the West Coast off towards Tampa, was that Hillsborough County Fire Rescue is on the scene of a large brush fire near the Mosaic Phosphate Plant, okay, which is off... Highway 41 in Riverview. Now, remember, I put this Riverview, the address here, okay? Well, you know, what this is, you know, they make a lot of the fertilizers and certain chemicals that go with fertilizer for most of the country and I'm sure other places, okay? You realize how bad that is? You know, it's bad enough with the farmlands, with all the weather problems, but, this is the fertilizer. But the reason I told you about the Riverview, the address, well, look at this, you know, remember when they had this, you know, because I did several videos on that when we had that hurricane on the West Coast again that went through like, over there that went through, Naples and Captiva and all that. Okay. I have videos on that and the amazing things that happened with that. But also that this CEMEX, which you should be familiar with, if not, you know, what is involved with CEMEX, I'm not going to go into a big thing, but here's the address to the CEMEX over there. They have different ones, but Riverview, you see what I mean? It's in the same, it's all probably some kind of industrialized type of area over there. But this is where the CEMEX plant. So are you going to put it together here? Like, you know, how this is about here. We've got, you know, this from what, a year and a half, almost 2 years ago with the hurricane. And then we have this with this phosphate plant with the fertilizer. But, you know, regardless, I just wanted to, you know, it's funny when I saw that it popped in my head. I said, I wonder if that CEMEX plant is in like around the same area. Sure enough, you know, looked up the address and it's right around there. So, you know, there you go. And both have Riverview address, you know. You know, because of this, everybody, okay? Children were allegedly built into the walls of some medieval castle because people thought it would make the building invincible. Well, you know, whatever you think about, but there's also other reasons for that. But, you know, I'm not going to, without having to become, you know, I don't want to really talk about things like that because, you know, of this weekend. But the thing is, This is, you know, about the CEMEX. If you're not familiar, you know, there are people who just are coming along in the last few years and they aren't that familiar with a lot of the information of how grotesque it all is, okay? Because the truth has been out there, but more people will know the truth. But, you know, about the CMEX, everybody, you know, how do you think that they can get rid of a lot of, let's just say, remnants of bodies, okay? You can put it in the cement, put it in the food. If people really knew what truly, you know, think about the fast food, okay? I mean, you know, it's amazing how many people still don't get that. It's so grotesque. Okay, but put it in, you know, this goes into, I'm not going to go into a long thing right now about the bad vibes. You know, when I, you know, people think I'm making a joke, but I'm really not, about the bad vibes. Okay, if I sound funny, it's because I have a cold. But, you know, that goes into, think about putting things into the cement of new buildings, okay, of cities, perhaps, of, you know, wherever, just think about that, how grotesque this all is. Remember over on Epstein Island, they had like the crematorium type of thing? Yeah, because people forget about that. And then, of course, this is the big, I'm going to put this back in because it's so prevalent. Back, you know, on December 9th of 2021, Mexico gave the UN this sculpture, Peace and Safety. You know, the UN in New York City, right? But this is the monstrosity, evil thing that was put up there in New York. And put it, the peace and safety, everybody, right? Do you think there's peace and safety? But this is what the, you know, they named it, okay? And, you know, the funny thing is, that's what they had, okay? But now, all of a sudden, they want to try to, like, put something else. I think peace and security or something, because they know people are onto it. But this is what the amazing thing is, everybody. So this would give people who doubt things a wake up, another wake up for the millionth time. Is for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Okay, that's Thessalonians 5:3. But, you know, here I just stuck that up again. Peace and safety. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. I mean, you know, you can't make this up, right? But I just wanted to show you how amazing that is from the Holy Bible, right? That's why they call it the Holy Book. Not like the other ones that don't have anything holy at all. But the thing is, this, I mean, think about how this, that this is. And if you go look at that, you know, monstrosity, and it has like the scales on the legs, you know, like a dragon, like a, you know, it's kind of hard to see in the pictures, but, you know, really, everybody, it's really unbelievable, okay? And I've known about that, but I just wanted to put that in. So, for, you know, there's a lot of people who aren't paying attention. And then, of course, you know, this is an old story, but I wanted to bring it up again because, you know, people are always talking about things. About the, you know, how the government wanted to flag the private transactions of, you know, people with, you know, they say with the MAGA or Trump or purchasing, people who just went and bought Bibles have had nothing to do with the MAGA. But it's ridiculous. I mean, we know that. I mean, you know, I had put that in a while back. But I wanted to put this back in because, you know, people are talking about, you know, this thing with the Bibles and all this. But, you know, with the thing, whatever your opinions are on that, you feel like saying, well, it certainly isn't a bad thing for people to read, just like what I put in. Because, you know, of course, you know, the thing is if you're not brought up, a lot of people were never brought up to read anything, right? So they just take it for granted that they assume, because we have, unfortunately, a lot of people who are at pulpits who are not telling you the truth. Then we have people, you know, all these mega, I don't personally call that a church, but, you know, like they have these auditoriums. I've never in my life gone to any of those bozos. But, you know, those big, huge auditoriums, yeah, it's like a show, right? I mean, but, you know, it's not just the Christians. There's all religions have these frauds, okay? They, you know, religion is mind control, okay? Your faith is, you know, with God, right? So I'm just saying that's why they've infiltrated most all religions. That's why at the Vatican, all religions are represented there. Okay, I'm not going to go into the big long thing again because I've explained that. But, you know, there's a lot of people who don't know these things, you know. But think about now what's going on. Even from this, I mean, it's amazing how quickly things start to ramp up, so to speak. How, you know, they've bothered people. I mean, you know what I don't understand is how many, why are people so lackadaisy about, think about just, I mean, years ago when you couldn't even post something on YouTube, okay? I mean, that's a matter of opinion if you don't like someone's opinion. We understand that. But the thing is, it's all unconstitutional, okay? It's not like you're posting. You know, the funny thing is they'll take people's videos off or you or make tell some of the other people they can't make these comments, right, about whatever the comments are, which is their opinion. But the Constitution, clearly the law of the land. I mean, it's amazing how we have a law of the land, but then do we? Because freedom's an illusion, everybody, right? But now they're just putting it in our faces about everything. They don't even care if, you know, they don't even care if it looks how it looks anymore. They don't even cover it up. And then I wanted to throw this in because, you know, how many people do yoga? I know, you know, there's people who get upset about this, but, you know, whatever. That's why I never have partook in this yoga. I mean, you know, like there's some, you know, exercise. You can do Pilates even, which is like what dancers do. That's good for you. That's stretching and all of this. But yoga, and this is a fact, everybody. I just want to bring this up again. Now, how much, you know, think about 66.22 billion. I mean, the money that it generates, okay? And then how many people in the United States and all over the world do this, okay? But what you need to know about it is, I mean, this is a fact. It's not, this isn't something that is, I'm giving you my opinion. This is a fact. And the people that study at high levels, they know that this is the truth far as what, because they have to learn about the deities, okay? Irrefutably, yoga poses are invocations of Hindu deities. That's a fact. And, you know, when you go, look at what's going on with the CERN thing. That's what that is. That's a Hindu. That's the Shiva, okay? Which right here, Shiva is the Lord of Yoga. Yeah, but, you know, these are your fake little gods that, you know, all of this and, you know, but they're not really gods, but, you know, whatever. Deities, you know. It's like entities, deities, and all of this. Which we're celebrating this weekend, right? Lord of Lords, not this. But anyway, you know. And if you're not that familiar, right? So at CERN there, which is, you know, that's the Shiva, which is the, you know, god of destruction, okay? And Hinduism, okay? I mean, every religion has a lot of these deities, you know, the different names, you know, different cultures, different, you know, and, you know, you could just go on and on. But the reason I'm bringing this up, everybody, is how many people practice yoga. I mean, if you look up in the, I had the thing on prior, how many towns and cities have yoga studios, okay? And, you know, I understand. I mean, people take it and they don't know. I mean, you're not paying attention, right? You're just assuming. But I'm just telling you, in my links, you can go in there where it, you know, I have a playlist for it'll, directly talks about this, okay, about yoga. There's one in there where you can, you know, watch some videos of people that'll explain to you what, I mean, there are some really terrible things that have happened to people through yoga in their lives with these demonic entities that you're, because the poses that you're doing, believe it or not, the poses are the poses that are celebrating these particular deities. There's many of them. That's why you'll see commercials and they're like, these people will go, I'm doing the warrior pose, I'm doing this pose, and thinking, yeah, you're doing it for, you're worshiping these deities, and that's a fact, whether you're aware of it or not. And, you know, those videos are good for people to watch if you happen to, you know, do that, or you've, you know, somebody, there are a lot of people who talk people into going to do that. Just exercise. There's tons of exercise. There's tons of types of exercise. But, you know, you should stay away from that. Just wanted to put that in case you don't know, or you do know, or, you know, I mean, there are people who argue about it, but that's a fact about that. Okay. You know, it's amazing how many things, you know, think about how diabolical it is. I mean, look at, I showed you on that how much money it generates. And, you know, also I had looked into, you wouldn't believe how many, you know, these yoga instructors make pretty good money. Okay, so, you know, it's always about the money, as we know, but with these, you know, these people can't claim that they don't know, because if they're at that high level of teaching, they have to study. They go through these classes and study about these deities and all of that, just like anything. Think about any type of religion, right? Would you have to learn about these type of things? So, you know, it's unbelievable. Yeah, we're here. We have the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. Okay. You know, it's amazing how many people are getting bent out of shape. I mean, I think at this point you can see who the people are. Now, if that's not your faith, okay, but it shouldn't bother you, you know? I mean, you see people who are physically getting all bent out of shape about, I mean, it's really unbelievable. Especially in the United States, yes, of course, do we have many people have different faith? That's for sure. We do. Okay. I mean, you know, I respect people's right to have their faith, but I don't respect people who are into, you know, we know behind the scenes cults and satanic and all of that, because we know how sick it all is. We know that's why we're at this point. Because that's what they do. I mean, there's many names, and, you know, the weird thing is they have, it's almost like they have conglomerated all these deities into, I mean, think about just at the CERN thing, and, you know, of course, in my links, I have videos on that, where you can go, you know, if you're not familiar, how, and who's involved there. It shows you that one I have on the Gothard Tunnel and all of that. But the thing is, it's so sick, right? Well, that always goes, all roads lead to Rome. It goes back to the Vatican. And I told you, what's at the Vatican? Well, they represent all religions there for a reason. Because religion is crowd control, okay? Spirituality is with God. You don't have to go to a building or listen to some of these people. I mean, it's really sad what has gone on, though. I mean, that's why I said I've never involved myself with these big mega whatever. I mean, I personally always have said, what a bunch of frauds. You know, the money that they, I mean, they're all there just to make money and tell you what you want to hear. But the bad thing is they tell people lies about, you know, you can have this lifestyle and God's okay. No, that's not true. Just like what's going on with the transgender, all of that. No, it's not okay. But hey, you know, what can I tell you? And you know what, to pray over your home. Well, you know, I think there's a lot of people praying over their home at this point. And you should do that over your home, your food, your pets, your travels, your everything. Because there is so much going on. There, you know, it's really grotesque. I've seen some people, you know, talking about, you know, who've worked at places, the food. Think about what they want to do with the food. It's not just what they're putting in the food. Think about some, you know, you're just not aware. A lot of Americans don't realize that, you know, a lot of countries that, you know, believe it or not, that when, you know, abroad, they don't wash their hands after when they're preparing food. Like, they go to the bathroom. I mean, we have very high standards in this country. We do. We do. But not lately. You know that. But it can only get worse and more disgusting and gross, okay? I mean, these are things you have to think about. You know what I mean? You know, I told you I'm working on, I just wanted to put this out, you know, for Resurrection Sunday. I mean, a few things before, because I haven't done a video now. I'm going to do one with, hopefully with this eclipse thing. You know, I wanted to talk about some things with that, important things. I'm sure you've heard about certain things, but there's a lot of other things to think about, okay? But the thing is, you know, this is like a serious thing. People need to really start, you know, whatever your opinion is or what you're going to do, you need to start, you should have been doing it. But I think there's a lot of people panicking. But, you know, I just wanted to say for those of my listeners that have the faith that I have, okay, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And I'm working on that, and I will talk to you later.
Moses spoke and testified. Oceans heard and had to move. Daniel braved the lion's jaws, standing on an ancient truth. Both declaring the great power right here working in this room. If you need resurrection, I speak Jesus in this place. If you've been chained and held down, there is deliverance. If you think you might lose faith, he's a God of the impossible. Watch what he can do. Watch what he can do. Sacrifice with all authority.
As if you need a resurrection, I speak Jesus in this place. If you've been chained, then